in it anyway. Cause for the things you want, there's a price you pay. Distraction, keeping you from me. And it's distraction, keeping me from where I wanna be. Distraction, for a moment or a while. Days turn into weeks. Distraction, keeping you from me.
Good afternoon. This is Taylor Pillsbury, a longtime local Laguna resident here who's been given an opportunity by KX93.5 and Tyler Russell here to take over the airwaves for an hour of music, some stories, and we're going to get started right away. The point of this exercise here, this takeover, is to raise funds for this nonprofit radio station. It's a local treasure. And your support is needed to keep things rolling here. And the way you can support is by making a call to the studio, 949 area code, 715-5936. Or you can go online, kx93.5.com /KX Takeover. If you even Google KX93.5, right there on the main screen is a link to the takeover. And when you get on there, you'll have an opportunity to pick an amount. $25 is a minimum, but it goes all the way up to $2,000 and more. So, you know, feel generous today. It's a beautiful day, a 4 o'clock hour, and make the call and don't be afraid to call in and talk to us and tell us your story. As a matter of fact, we're going to start off right away with a phone call. Sounds like we have who do we have on the line here?
Hey, this is Harry Williams. Jack still grading on the line.
Oh, right.
Yay.
On. Hey there, Jack. Hi, Harry. Harry Williams and Jack Pillsbury. Jack's my oldest. He's at 25, living out in Denver, calling in. And Harry, are you in Denver or Laguna right now?
I'm actually in San Diego, leaving an opening day down here. Came down for the game.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, I just want to introduce you guys. You guys are a class of 2012 Laguna Beach High School, former baseball players and some other sports, but... you know, baseball is the kind of a thing here in town, and Harry, I think you got a pretty cool story where this station's been around 6-7 years. You were here near the beginning, putting on a show, weren't you?
Yeah, funny enough, me and Bear Thorn and Jack were on a show during summers after entering college. We had come out there and talk about some baseball and some NBA draft stuff, and kind of have a nice little time slot there on Sunday nights, and it was a great experience for us all, kind of getting to preview the shows and get the rundown ready. And after the fact, Jack and I were lucky enough to do a little competition and show off our skills in Arizona, talking some baseball. And after that, I had a little job writing for the Rockies. So all thanks to this station, it really gave me an experience and coming, you know, gave me my first little chance to get some action in the sports world, which I've always wanted to do. So this station has been a very necessity for Laguna and Laguna locals, so we very much appreciate it.
Love that story, Harry, and you know, what a resource it is, and what a great day to talk about baseball, because it is opening day, right? I think the two local teams, at least I know the Angels, took a fall earlier on, but hey, we're still having a good day. Listen up, you said you were going to make a donation here to the stadium. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Start us off.
I think I'm going to donate here $100 to the station. I definitely appreciate it. Wish we could do more, and maybe we do this takeover next year, and we'll have some more.
Yeah,
for you.
I'll match that as well. $100. Great times at the prime time, 10 o'clock Sunday night. Had a super fun experience thanks to the local station, and yeah, I'll match that with $100 as well.
Great.
Take us away with some jams, Seth.
Thanks, boys. Well, a couple of recent college grads able to dig into their pockets and pull out a couple $100, so we're off to a good start. During the course of the next hour, thank you guys for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
On behalf
Have
of 93. Oh, so stay on the line, and they'll get your digits, okay, to make that donation happen, okay?
Perfect.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. We're going to move into some music. I've got some cool tunes to play, a big mix of cover songs as well as some originals. And I'll tell you, that last DJ, Brandy Faber, just blew me away with some of the songs he was pulling out. I never thought I'd Kobayashi playing David Byrne. That was just unbelievable. But hopefully we can try to duplicate his efforts on the music front. I'm going to start off about a song about a little man by David Lindley, 1981. David was born in San Marino and was produced by Jackson Brown. This is from his first album, self-titled, David Lindley with El Rayo X, Quarter of a Man. Hello, that was David Lindley's 1981 Quarter of a Man. If you like that, there's an updated version. 2017, he released it on an album called Live Reggae on the River, and it's just as good as the original there. We're off to a great start. This is Taylor Pillsbury taking over the airwaves here at KX93.5. We're doing this in an effort to raise funds for our local nonprofit station. If you're interested in making a donation, please call us at the studio at 949-715-5936 or go online, kx93.com, kx93.5, The Takeover. That was a little bit of reggae here. I'm going to follow that up with a little more modern kind of reggae. These guys also call themselves a fusion of folk, rock, blues, metal, and punk, and kind of makes me think of the station here, because if you've been listening this week and the various guest DJs, boy, you've had it all. There was even someone brought in a sound bath, which was really interesting. I needed to get out of that bath pretty quick, but the next few songs were great. This is a band that was discovered by Sublime. They were down in Ocean Beach, California, coming down from Long Beach, and they found these guys. When I first heard the name of the band, I thought it was kind of silly, kind of stupid, slightly stupid. And as a matter of fact, that's their name. And guess what? It's just a phenomenal band. This is their song, The Prophet. Hello, we're back. This is Taylor Pillsbury taking over the airwaves at KX93.5. A couple reggae songs to start with. We're going to stay with that theme. 2004 album by Toots Hibbert. Toots and the Maytals got together with some great artists, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, Ben Harper, Bonnie Raitt, and they did Toots songs and with their input on them, you know, collaborations. And one in particular just jumps right out of the album. It's with the great outlaw of all time, Willie Nelson, and you just cannot miss Willie Nelson when he hits the song. Wait a sec. Sounds like we have a caller here. Who's this?
It's your sister.
Oh, my goodness. Sister
Hi, Sarah. Yes, Sarah's on the line. And it's ironic that you're about to play song number three, because I have met the Willie Nelson back in my television days when I was working on The Newlyweds with Nick and Jessica.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, my crew all got on his bus one night, and that's the one night I missed. But anyways, there's some funny stories, and he had a great picture of a horse with another horse painted on his bus. Funny man, but it was a pleasure to meet him. So anyways.
Wow. Well, that's Willie Nelson to me is an all-time hero. In fact, I think he's a member of one of the most elite clubs ever. One of the few people, I think, in the history of the world who have smoked a joint on the roof of the White House. True story. Under one of the presidential administrations, one of the president's inner circle took him up there, and right under the eyes of the Secret Service, there they go. And they said it was a great view, nice sunset over Washington, D.C. And Sarah, I think you could appreciate that. I think you might have been one of the few people who were invited for some parties on Willie's trailer. We won't go there. Your mom there in Lincoln.
Yeah,
you're
well,
calling from Lincoln right now?
I'm not just saying that because you're my brother, but I did miss the party on the bus. Yes, I'm calling from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm headed to Hot Yoga right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to call in and match my nephew's $100.
Oh, great, Sarah. Right on. Ring the bell. We've got another nice donation for KX93.5 coming from all the way from Lincoln. And just, Sarah, you found the station on the internet, which you know, it's Laguna's only FM station, partly because you can't get any other stations here with the hills and the signals. But, boy, between iHeartRadio and the station itself with the direct links, you can listen to the music coming out, the fantastic music put on by Tyler and his crew anytime. So, by all means, I'm so stoked you called in. Willie on the White House, I got another $100 I'm going to personally match if anyone can call in before the end of the hour and tell me
who
Willie was on the roof with, okay? I need to know who Willie was on the roof with. That's a $100 prize if you call in and tell me that. It was during a Democratic Democratic administration, and it was in the mid to 70s to late 80s time frame, and it wasn't Walter Mondale. So if you can think to call in, let's hear it on that. And here you go with Toots and the Maytals with Willie Nelson, Still Moving to Me. Thanks for calling, Sarah. Thanks for the support.
That's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still moving to me. Still moving to me.
And it's hard to explain how I feel. It won't go with words, but I know that it's real. I can be moving or I can be still. Yeah. But still moving to me. Still moving to me. Still moving to me. And I swim like a fish in the sea all the time. But if that's what it takes to be free, I don't mind. Still moving to me. Still moving to me.
Yeah, Brother Willie. Very great musician, songwriter, a brother. Thank you.
Hello, Taylor Pillsbury, taking over the airwaves here at KX93.5. It sounds like during that song, that was quick. We have an answer to the trivia question. Who was Willie Nelson's counterpart on the roof of the White House for the infamous Sunset Smoke Session? Who do we have here? Hello? Did we lose our... We lost him. Okay, we have another caller here from... who's this? Hello, this is KX93.5, Taylor Pillsbury taking over the airwaves. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there. Who we got on the line here?
We got Jackson Meyer.
Jackson Meyer, wow. The Jackson Meyer from St. Louis, Missouri?
You got it. Got to stay at the Pillsbury residence a couple times, believe it or not.
How'd you like your stay in Laguna Beach?
Oh, it's pure heaven.
Pure heaven. Well said. Okay. Well, listen, Jackson, I'm glad you heard about the radio bid here today. And it sounds like you're a music fan. Can we count on your support for a little FM music?
Yeah, you got it. I was thinking a little Tom Petty action.
Okay. You want to make a request? We can do that. You got a song you like?
Yeah. What about Spike?
Oh, Tom Petty, Spike. Great choice. Okay. We're going to throw that in, Jackson, and in return, we're going to hope for a little donation for the stadium. You got a number that's comfortable for you?
Yeah, I'm just going to toss in $25 for you all. Happy to do it.
Hey, every bit counts, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, Jackson. Great hearing from you. And Tom Petty, Spike, here we go. The other guy is back who has the answer to the trivia question. Before we get to the song, hello, who do we have on the line here?
You know, Mark Melby.
The Mark Melby. Mark Melby. Now, I don't know where you call in from. Where are you these days, Mark? Where are you calling from?
We're calling from San Francisco, California.
Fantastic. You listening on the internet, I take it? Obviously.
We're listening on the internet here after watching the Giants lose to the Padres.
Ah, opening day. Were you there? Melby, did you make it to the show?
Did I make it to which show?
Oh, the opening day game. Were you at the
stadium? No. That'll be the opening day. Here is next week. The opening day was in San Diego, so I didn't make it. But it looks like the Giants are off to a raging start.
Well, Mark's a huge baseball fan. Mark's an old friend from the University of Colorado days. Loves music. We went to quite a few shows and concerts together, and. I shared this hour with Mark. Mark, we're supporting a local radio station here. Sounds like you have an answer. Sounds like I'm going to be paying if you got the answer to my question. Do you know who was on the roof with Willie?
Yes, that was Jimmy Carter's son.
And his first name was?
His name was.
What do you call the mascot that runs around University of Colorado? Not the buffalo,
Ralphie?
But the other guy.
Chip
Carter. Chip Carter. We have a winner. Melby gets $100. You want to match my $100 for the station, Melbs?
I will match your donation. And as Nelson has told the story many a time, he said that with a beer in one hand and a Fat Austin torpedo in the other, enjoying a view you can get from nowhere else of how Washington's principal streets fan out in the White House. So,
well said, Mark. I think that's a view we'll probably never see, but it's nice to think about. I appreciate you calling in. You won the contest. You're supporting a station. Tyler's going to stay on the line and get your digits here. Great. Thanks for calling, Mark. Appreciate the thing.
You got it, buddy. Good
appreciate the
you.
Support.
To
Great
you.
To hear your voice. Fantastic. And back to Jackson's request. We got Tom Petty with Spike.
dollar tool, boy. You might make me say, say, ow. I might say,
hello, welcome back. This is Taylor Pillsbury taking over the airwaves here at Laguna Beach's only FM 93.5. Had some fun calls from folks, gosh, all over the place. Boy, the internet's a fantastic thing, and technology in general. And in fact, I hear of FM stations, and I think back in my day, growing up in the San Gabriel Valley, it was all about KMET, KLOS, and great DJs like Jim Ladd and Dusty Street and whatnot. And there was one song by my favorite band, everybody's favorite band back then, Led Zeppelin, that was not released on an album. It was the only song that Zeppelin put out that you could not buy on an album, at least in the United States. Some kids flew to Europe, you know, and they come back on vacation with it. Song was Hey Hey, What Can I Do? And it was released in 1970 it was a B-side of Immigrant Song. So this fantastic song is out there, and the only way you could capture it is if you had your Marantz cassette deck lined up, you called the DJ and you made a song request. You said, hey, Jim Ladd, can you play Hey Hey, What Can I Do? And he said, yeah, we'll get to it. And it could be 10 minutes, could be 2 hours. But you're waiting there with your fingers poised over the record button because you didn't want to miss the song. Got a fresh Maxell chrome, you know, maybe the bronze, you know, cassette tape ready to go. And if you could capture that song, it was like the keys to the universe. You could play it in your car. You could play it at parties. You had the song, and it would be duplicated about 1,000 times by the time it, you know, it come around. It just the quality was crap. But I think of that, and we're okay. We can. Tyler says I can say that. But the fact is, these days, I mean, payphones and you know, FM radio is still real. It's great. Here at FM 93.5, they call it human-crafted radio. Not sure if that's different than pet-crafted or alien-crafted, but it's just special, you know, this week with the DJs and what they're bringing in. But I wanted to pull up the song because I just think it's absolutely fantastic. And in support, what we're doing is raising money for the station to keep it going, to keep it thriving and what it's doing. It sounds like we have another call, and because what we're doing is raising money here, and it sounds like we got a caller. Who do we have on the line here?
This is Joe from Atlanta.
Joe from Atlanta. Wow, you're listening on the internet. Joe, are you friends with that millennial crew out of Denver? Is that how we're connecting here?
Yes, sir. I'm friends with the millennial crew out of Denver.
Wow. So there's technology. They're bouncing out on a Facebook group or whatever, Instagram or whatever you guys are doing right now. But Joe, are you going to support the station here?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. What can we count on from you?
$50.
$50 from Joe in Atlanta. Wow. And Joe, I take it you're one of the gang that comes here 4th of July weekend and tears up our beaches
yeah.
in a nice way.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was the one working the grill 4th of July.
Okay, Joe.
For your hospitality, it's the least I can do. You're doing a great job.
Oh, my God. The outpouring of support. I love it. It was so great. And I'm really happy you called, man. I hope you like. Do you like Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, I'd love to hear Hey, What Can I Say?
Okay. Here it comes. 1970 Zeppelin's Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? And Joe from Atlanta, thank you so much. You got it. You got it, pal. Okay, thanks for calling in, Joe. Okay, bye.
So fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Got a woman, stay drunk all the time.
church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, but when my little girl looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the warm day love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. Gonna warm, warm ball all day, yeah. I'm gonna warm, she won't be true, no, no. I gotta warm, stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. I'm in the bars with the men who play guitar, sitting and drinking and remembering the time. There's a midnight shift, she falls around all the time. I guess it's just one thing to left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. Gonna leave her with a guitar's play. I got a warm.
And we're back. It's Taylor Pillsbury, guest DJ for the KX93.5 Takeover Week. I've got the 4 to 5 o'clock hour today. I've been playing some music, talking to some friends, and just having a great time. That was Led Zeppelin, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do? I'm going to follow that up with a nice song from Peter Himmelman. He wrote this in 2005. I heard this while in Boulder, Colorado, listening to a fine FM station out there, KBCO. They do a nice series in studio, and Peter comes in and does a song, and I've just always loved it. Apart from KX93.5, I put KBCO out of Boulder on the map, and there's a nice station up there in the Hudson Valley in New York. And again, it's just the joy of having FM stations, playing unique songs and everything else. So I hope you enjoy Mission of My Soul, 2005, Peter Himmelman. Oh, by the way, he's also married to Bob Dylan's daughter, so there's a little influence there.
I'll stand beside you, I'm there for you, wherever you go. When you're hungry, I'll satisfy you. That's the mission of my soul. When you need confession, I'm there to listen. When you're crossing the ocean, I got a boat to row. When you need attention, your audience won't be missing. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah. Yeah. not sure I'm gonna let you know. I said, baby, don't trouble your head now. But that's the mission of my soul. Plans and you need a partner, baby, I'm your man, just tell me when do we go. You be my flower,
you be my flower,
and I'll be your gardener. Well, that's the mission of my soul. Yeah.
Hello again, Taylor Pillsbury here, taking over the airwaves at KX93.5. We're raising funds for Laguna's own only FM radio. It's a nonprofit station, so your support is really encouraged. We've gotten some great call-ins during the show here from, boy, all over the country. We're up to about $550, $600 and trying to push it over to 1,000 at this point. So anyone listening who feels so inclined, please call us at the studio, 949-715-5936, or go online at kx935.com, and the link's right there at the top of the page. That was Peter Himmelman, Mission of My Soul. I guess that's Christian rock. I'm not familiar with Christian rock. If that's the song from Christian rock, I mean, I'm in. I think that's fantastic, very spiritual song. Love that song. I'm going to move over to a cover song. Covers are great. I think covers just take a song you know and you love and you're so familiar with, and you get a new twist on it. And I love a cover that the artist tries to take it on. And I was doing a little research on this. This is a Pure Prairie League song. Easy to say. Pure Prairie League, 1973, Amy. And the Counting Crows picked it up in 2012. Adam Dirtz, the lead vocalist for the Crows, he did an album called Underwater Sunshine, and it was all cover songs. He did some Bob Dylan on there, some Graham Parsons, and he did this Pure Prairie League song. And in Adam Dirtz's word, he was asked, you know, what's with the covers on this album? And his quote was, sometimes it's great to play someone else's music and try to make it your own. Sometimes it's great just because it's fun. End quote. And I just thought, oh my God, you could live a life with that quote alone. Sometimes it's great just because it's fun, and you got to be careful with it, but absolutely fantastic. So this is Counting Crows doing 1973 Pure Prairie League song, Amy.
Tried to make you think
don't know what I'm gonna do. I keep falling in and out of love with you.
Was Amy by the Counting Crows 2012 album Underwater Sunshine. We're going to stick with the cover theme. For those tuning in, this is Taylor Pillsbury. I'm the guest DJ for Takeover Week here at KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station. We're looking for support either online or by phone calls. Give us a call at 949-715-5936. Donations from $25 up to $2,000 or more, if you can swing it, would be much appreciated. Going to try to hit the $1,000 mark during this hour, so appreciate some support here on the home stretch. Love that cover by the Crows. I found one I thought was even more unique, and it's something I don't think you'd ever hear on a regular radio station. You won't hear it on Pandora or Spotify. Just like calling it in the old days, you kind of got to watch a movie and pull it out of. This is Viggo Mortensen. I don't know really why he's called the artist of the song, but it's a Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses. And the movie is Captain Fantastic, Sweet Child of Mine by Viggo Mortensen.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Now and then when I see her face, she takes me away to that special place. And if I stay too long, I'd probably break down. Oh,
And we're back. Taylor Pillsbury taking over the airways here at KX93.5. That was Viggo Mortensen's take of Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses from the 2016 movie Captain Fantastic. I don't know how Viggo got, he's a great actor, and you can definitely hear his vocals there at the end, but it's kind of like a baseball player coming in the middle innings and throwing three pitches and getting a win, because, boy, those two vocalists at the beginning, they're the real stars of that song. Just a great song, and for those who have seen the movie, it's on a bluff overlooking the ocean, and they're doing a celebration of life, and all of it's acoustical, and I highly encourage you, if you don't have to, just like you don't have to listen to, you know, you can download a song anytime, you can probably find that clip on YouTube or whatnot. Speaking of baseball, boy, Laguna Beach baseball is on a tear. They just knocked off Newport Harbor for the second time in 25 years. They had their first win against the Sailors. Real powerhouse program there last week, and they followed it up just yesterday. Nice grand slam home run to put over the winning run. Boy, we've got Monica and Russell's, Eric Silva is their boy. He's out on the mound. He's for those who are in town, come on and watch a Laguna Beach High baseball game. Got some great talent. Eric's on his way to UCLA as a sophomore commit. We've got two seniors going to be playing next level ball next year, Cutter Clausen and Colton Freeman, and the whole team's really gelling. Not only do you get to watch some great baseball, we got Rob Smith playing some great music from the stands, some original stuff, and he's mixing sound bites as the kids are walking up, and it's quite an entertaining show, Laguna Beach High School. Okay, so we're taking donations for 93.5's Takeover Week. Go online, kx935.com, or make a call, 715-5936. We're kind of coming to the end of the hour here. I wanted to move back to an original song, the original. This is the Grateful Dead's Jackeroo, and those who know me know I love a good Grateful Dead song, and I love a lot of them, actually, and I've heard them all, and I've seen quite a few shows, and it wasn't until recently I came across 60 tracks, 5 hours of just pure goodness, something called the Complete Studio Rarities Collection, released in 2013. This is Grateful Dead, Jackeroo, studio outtake.
Was a wealthy merchant in London he did dwell. He had a beautiful daughter, the truth you I'll tell. Oh, the truth you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty and men of high degree, but none could jack the sailor, true love could be. Oh, true love could be. Jackie's gone a-sailing with trouble on his mind. He's left his native country and his darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. I know my ways to slander, my fingers, they are
are small, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Oh, to see 10,000 fall.
That's Grateful Dead, Jackaro studio outtake. Well, my hour is coming to an end here. My takeover of KX93.5. We've raised some money. We've had some fun. Really great being here. I've enjoyed it immensely. Thank you to Tyler and his crew for putting me down on the list. I did just learn I was the one person that didn't say no to the job, but no, it's great. Maybe I'll get asked back. I'm just happy to be here. We're going to wrap this up with Sound of the Sea by Stick Figure. Fantastic song. I played this once down on a boat in Cabo, and the pilot or the captain of the boat was a Navy SEAL. He had a great sound system, and he thought he had heard everything. And when this song came on, his eyes just got the size of plates, and he just said, "What is this?" And there's a lyric right in the beginning, "Wishing I was fishing." And I guarantee you that gentleman down in Cabo has probably played this song 10,000 times since. So Taylor Pillsbury signing out. If you guys can call in and donate donate to the cause here, this promotion's going on through the end of the week. Mention my name, and we'll move up on the tally board and perhaps have a shot at the grand prize. So thank you all for calling in. Thank you for your support. And